Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Max. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 30 ang edad, single at full-time ang trabaho sa hospitality sector sa Victoria. Pakinggan natin ang kwento ni Max. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Max. Lahat po yata ay iniinda ang mataas na presyo ng bilihin. Kahit na single lang ako, ramdam ko po ang paghihigpit ng sinturon. Binawasan ko ng kumain sa labas at mas matipid na ako ngayon. Yun nga lang, kabado po ako na magtataas ng renta sa aking apartment na aking inuupahan. Maging mga kaibigan ko po na nagre-renta din ay nabigyan na ng abiso ng landlord nila na halos 20% ang itataas ng renta ngayong taon. Ayoko nang hintayin na mangyari ito sa akin. Ang may peraan question ay, okay lang po bang umapela sa aking landlord sakaling gusto niyang itaas ang aking renta? Sana matulungan niyo po ako. At para magsilbing gabay, makakausap natin ang finance journalist at landlord din na si Ms. Michelle Baltazar. Kamusta po kayo, Ms. Michelle?
Hello, hello. Great to be here. Eto, alam mo na, trying to build my wealth as well kasi malapit na ang retirement.
Laban-laban po tayo at ito na nga po, lahat po ay umaaray sa mataas na bilihin. Ngayon, maging ang mga umuupa ay pinaghahandaan ang pagtaas ng renta ng kanilang landlord. Ayon sa inyong karanasan bilang landlord, kadalasan po ba ay tuwing taon ba dapat tumataas ang renta?
All right. That's a valid question and I want to answer it in three parts. Una, gusto kong sabihin sa kanya kung ano ang legal rights ni Max.
Okay.
So first of all, hindi pwedeng taasan ng landlord ang iyong rent while you're under a lease contract. So sabihin natin na you're under a lease contract for 9 months, yun yung standard, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. Mm-hmm. They cannot increase your rate. So that's number one, just double checking. Mm-hmm. And number two, 20% is quite high and that's not the average. Ang average dito sa Australia ay rental increase between 2 and 10%. So malaking bagay yan because it's if you're looking at average rental, pag sinabing 20-25%, alarm bells na yan na something's not going well there. So for me as a landlord, to answer your question, I actually do make sure that I review the rent every year or once every 2 years depending sa property. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang good hygiene yan as a property investor na you're always checking whether the rental of your property is correct. And I don't usually do it. If I have a really good tenant, mm-mm, I tend to stick with the rental that I've given them for that year or for that contract.
Oh, okay. Siguro po baka gustong bumawi no nitong landlord na to. Kasi 'di ba, talagang
yes,
2 years po ang pandemic eh, no? Hindi po ba? So pwede po 'yon. Basta sabi niyo nga po it should be 2 to 10%. Yan ang average usually.
Yes.
Okay, sige. So
correct,
sa tingin niyo po ba posible bang tataas na rin ang renta ngayong taon? I mean, ano-ano po ba yung sinusuri ng landlord bago nila itaas ang renta sa kanilang property?
Yes, nako po. Do you want the bad news or the really bad news?
Kayo na po bala, surprise us in a bad way.
Surprise us. Okay. So ito ang predictions ng mga expert. Rental will just keep going up to the point na it's not going to be affordable for people who are of a certain income. So for example, lalo na kung malapit ka sa city or malapit ka sa train station, it can be anywhere from maybe 5 years ago, $320 a week. Ngayon, it's between $500 and $550 a week. At kung nasa city ka, it goes up as high as $700 or $800 a week. So lahat ng mga marami sa mga hospitality workers or staff talagang naiipit. And so my answer to this question is yes, and you can almost expect anywhere between $20 to $100 a week increase in your rent sometime in the next 3 years. So, yes, ano ba ang sinusuri ng mga landlord bago nila itaas ang renta? Una, yun na nga yung sinabi ko, if the property is close to the train station, I'm sure na tataas yung renta. And second, if it's a really good building and it is well-maintained, tataas din ang renta. So, those are the things that I would point out.
Okay. So, ngayon po, sagutin na natin ang may peraan question, no? Pwede po bang umapela si Max sa landlord sakaling mag-abiso ito ng rent increase? Or pwede bang makapag-negotiate siya sa landlord patungkol dito?
The short answer is yes. So, yun naman ang good news that it's all up to a negotiation between the two parties, kumbaga. So, Max, ang advice ko sa'yo is make sure that you write down in your diary kailan ba mag-e-end yung contract mo. And the reason why is that by law, kailangang sabihan ka ng landlord or ng real estate agent if they are going to increase the rent, at least 60 days, 2 months warning kung ano ang increase. So to negotiate it, one is you can say, based on my research, yung rental increase sa lugar na to ay $20 lang, hindi $50. So can we negotiate it down? Or pwede mo ring sabihin na I cannot afford the rental increase, pero I can sign on to a 12-month contract. Ganon. Kasi favorite namin yung mga 12-month contract eh. Dahil Sigurado kami na we don't have a headache. Alam namin na meron kaming tenant for 12 months. Kasi kadalasan ang mga contract ngayon ay 6 months lang or 9 months. So that's one. And then, alam mo, ito creative to and magagawa lang to ni Max kung malambing si Max. Kasi, at saka kailangan rin, kaibigan mo si real estate agent, but this is PG rated. I'm not saying anything.
Yes.
But things like, if it is a, if you're renting a house and you're sharing with, you know, flatmates, ganon, you can do odds and ends like fixing the roof or just maintaining the grounds. Yung mga ganon, sasabihin mo na by keeping the upkeep of this property, tataas ang valuation. Yung mga ganong usapan. And you know, people don't realize this, but for me, ang importante sa akin, yung equity o valuation ng house. Kung hindi maganda yung house at biglang merong valuation akong pagagawan, di problema ko yon. And secondly, if you do live in a unit, pwede ka rin namang mag-negotiate na you will just, you know, you send them photos of how clean your unit is. And usually, yun ang gusto namin eh, yung mga hindi makalat na tenant or palaging malinis yung unit.
Sigurado talaga nag-take down ng notes ito si Max. So madami namang paraan. So and at least meron kang 2 months na palugit, di ba, before itaas.
Yes.
Pero ibig sabihin yan, kailangan mo pa rin kausapin in a very nice way, o di ba? Pati si real estate agent, o di ba? Ito na nga po, huling paalala sa mga umuupa nakabado sa posibleng pagtaas ng renta sa mga susunod na buwan. Sige, kausapin niyo po sila. Empower them, Miss Michelle.
Naku, napaka-imposible niyan. It's actually quite hard because yun na ang predictions na rental increases, you know, rents will keep going up. However, pwede ko ring i-suggest na pag-isipan mo rin kung saan ka nakatira. Maybe, do you really want to live in the suburb that you live in? Dahil halimbawa, may mga suburbs na mas mura yung rent. I know that for people in Sydney, living in, say, Blacktown would be different to living in Paddington, ganon. And so, ang huling paalala ko lang sa'yo is, if you really like where you live, you need to start thinking about negotiating the rental increase. But if you're willing to move, I would suggest looking at suburbs where the rentals are lower and it's still convenient for you to go to work or if you are working from home.
Ayan, oo nga. Okay, so again, maraming salamat po kay Miss Michelle Baltazar. Sa uulitin po.
No worries, and good luck, Max. I wish you all the best.
Ayan, at kung may nice kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.